News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Speaking this morning to Shane Beattie on Breakfast Briefing, Dr. Anne-Marie Carew, Senior Research at the Health Research Board, explained new findings that they have that reveal the sheer level of cocaine use and the level, the increasing, massively increasing level of usage of drugs like ketamine.
So this new report today from the Health Research Board looks at drug treatment patterns over the last 9 years, from 2017 through to 2025. And what we're seeing is that treatment demand continues to rise, and it's driven largely by cocaine. Last year, we saw more than 15,000 cases treated for problem drug use. It's an increase on the previous year. When we looked at the main drugs involved, really three stand out. Cocaine was the most common drug reported. It accounted for just over 4 in every 10 treatment cases. Next, we had opioids, mainly heroin. That made up nearly 3 in every 10 cases. And cannabis was third, accounting for almost 2 in every 10 cases.
And when you look then at the level of which in which the demand for treatment has been increasing, since 2017, an increase in demand for treatment for powder cocaine of 300%, an increase in demand for treatment for crack cocaine addiction by 900%. Dr. Gart McGovern is with us. He's medical director of the Priory Medical Clinic and GP addiction specialist. Given that you are on the front lines of dealing with this, Gart, I assume you're not surprised by what to the rest of us seemed like extraordinary leaps in those numbers.
Yeah, and it's a credit to the HRB to be able to produce these figures. I don't want to get sensationalist about it, but I think the treatment numbers are probably the tip of the iceberg, really. We've been seeing this over the last, really, certainly the last 5 or 6 years, but probably over the last 10 years and more in terms of cocaine presentations. The prevalence has gone up. I suppose the part of the study which is encouraging is that although it looks like there's a greater number of people running into trouble with cocaine, there's also, you know, more treatment options for people, which is encouraging. And I think often powder cocaine kind of gets the headlines, but I work within my work in the HSE. I work in some very marginalised communities which, have got kind of ravaged by crack cocaine, which is causing a terrible problem for families and for communities, and not to mention drug-related violence and all that sort of stuff. So it's a serious issue, yeah.
Is it becoming normalised, Gart? Because when you look at these kind of numbers and when you see the way that cocaine gets talked about, it seems to be as if people regard it socially as not that much more significant than alcohol.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think cocaine is rife, really, in social circles. It might surprise you, Anton, but the vast majority of cases that I treat are not social problematic cocaine use. They're actually people using cocaine on their own. Usually people, now in the statutory services, I treat a lot of crack cocaine use, which is different. But a lot of them would buy cocaine on the way home from work and use it between kind of leaving work, going to the dealer, getting cocaine, taking it in their car, and then going home. Some people would take it home with them, and it's usually men, not ostensibly, but usually it's usually men, and they may wait for people to go to bed and then take it. And many of them are also taking cocaine and alcohol, which even kind of doubles down on the harms.
Are those harms not recognised by many of the users? Is there a sense that somehow it is less dangerous or less addictive than other drugs?
I think people know it's kind of addictive, but I think it works off the premise, Anton, a bit like alcohol, of safety in numbers. The general feeling is if a lot of people are doing it, a lot of people are still getting up and being able to go to work, a lot of people are not dying, a lot of their friends. It's only when you see it among people when someone dies, they kind of realise that, that could happen to them. But a lot of people, I would agree with you, it is normalised. I mean, it's rife, certainly on the social scene out there, it is rife.
Gareth, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Dr. Gareth McGovern, Medical Director of the Priory Medical Clinic and GP Addiction Specialist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.